Welcome to the Mackey Motors pregame here on 93.7 KKRL. Jeff Blankman talking right now with the ESAC Raider head football coach Eric McCullough as they get set to host a Pocahontas area in the season opener. And coach, always good to catch up with you.
You too, Jeff. It's always fun to get going and kind of, I think, gets things back in a normal as much as we can right now. And thinking about football, I think just kind of keeps people excited.
Coach, you mentioned get back to normal and the excitement. It's finally game week. You guys have been practicing for a little while and going through all of the preseason kind of routines. Was there a difference, did you see, in the guys this week with it being game week?
No, last week we were able to kind of get a little bit more into it. We did a scrimmage against Southeast Valley, so it allowed us to kind of try our pregame and kind of go into that mode a little bit, especially Thursday and Friday last week. And you could tell this week, you know, we understand that Friday now that there's an objective, you know, there's a goal that we're doing all the weeks, because like you mentioned in camp and kind of preseason, you're just going through and getting the soreness out, and especially this year when a lot of kids didn't have any activity since March. So it was an adjustment, but this week's been a good week. And honestly, with the heat, getting out of school early, we've been able to do practice in the evenings, and that's helped a lot for us to just have good quality practices.
Coach, you guys and Pokey haven't seen each other on the football field for a few seasons now, but it's not like you guys don't know each other. Both in the Twin Lakes Conference, kids know each other well. What have you seen when you've went back and looked at the last couple of years from this Pokey team on film?
You know, Jeff, that's something we talk about as a coaching staff. It's been about 6-7 years since we've played Pokey at the varsity level. But like you mentioned, we have played them at JV, so they know us and we know them, like you said. And I think that's some good things sometimes when you get a football, especially district type football, you tend to not know the athletes that you're playing other than football. When we look at things and look at their roster and starting lineup, you know, a lot of kids know each other, so we know them from being athletes in other sports, and kind of get a good feel of what they're going to want to do. And this is definitely a different Pokey team than what we've seen in the past years. You know, with Coach Ean there now has gone more to a spread type look rather than before it was that summer lot just going to hammer it at you and be physical up front. And so there's some adjustments there, but I think we have the kids as prepared as we can, and that's the good and bad thing is starting out with a team that we haven't played for a while, you know, other than what they run in the JV is what we know best of what to try and prepare for. So we try and cover as much as we can and put the kids in situations and try and coach them up and give them the best chance to be successful.
You mentioned they want to spread it out and throw it a little bit. Got a great quarterback. Trey comes in 81 of 159 last year, but over 1,000 yards. Got experience as a junior. His top receiver in the Cosgrove kid also back. So this is a team that, like you said, going to throw. Those probably going to be the two main guys. And Trey also their leading rusher coming back from last year.
You know, that it is exactly right. And the reports we've got, you know, you try and reach out and try and get as much information you can. And that quarterback, he just makes plays. He wants to not necessarily stay in the pocket. He feels a little pressure. He's going to go make things happen. And it seems like that receiver is pretty smart, too, and can make adjustments on the fly. And they kind of – so that's, you know, something you got to prepare for and try and get your kids the best opportunities to understand what they want to try and do and the – and how important it is to get pressure on and try and keep him in that pocket, but at least under control. So there's a lot of things there, and our defense just has to break down and make plays.
Do you feel like the defense is set the way you need it right now?
We're going to make some adjustments as we go. You know, we still got some kids trying to get positions figured out and our responsibilities on our defense and how things are going to fit. I think you're going to see us rotate a lot of guys up front, especially against the spread and a quarterback that wants to get out and run. We want to try and keep fresh legs up front to try and keep it. We got the guys to do it. And a lot of guys understand their role and how that goes and that we're doing best for the team. Our D-backs and backers, you know, we got a few guys we can kind of change here and there, but just limited on juniors and seniors. We got a few sophomores that are going to get a chance to play. But we'll see how the game kind of progresses.
Coach, Pokey's defense has got what I would call a leader at all three levels, guys that come back that got a lot of experience last year. What do you feel is the strength of that Indian defense?
You know, I think that middle linebacker, that number 11 that's a good receiver too, he's a kid that we got to make sure we get a hat on. I think he was their leading tackler last year, and with him coming back, and I think you'll see them run between a 4-3 and a 4-4 type defense. Everybody knows we're a little bit more run heavy, so we'll probably see more of a 4-4 type look. I don't think we'll necessarily see a lot of blitzing, at least we haven't at the JV level. That doesn't mean we might not see that a little bit. And we're going to, you know, take what we can get, try and spread them out, run some different formations, see if we can get some advantages in different situations on down and distance.
Coach, do you feel like with Tyler Schmidt coming back that he's going to take it to a different level? And do you feel like you guys can find the weaknesses or a weak spot in that defense?
You know, that's one thing we felt with Tyler, just him having the experience he got last year and what we've seen from him in preseason now is how much is his developing and how he can make decisions on the fly now, and it feels more comfortable. And if something doesn't quite go like he wants, I mean, he comes back and he says, "Coach, I missed this." He's getting there. He's making those choices. He's seeing the things that we want him to see. And, you know, he's excited to see what he can kind of make happen.
Got a great running back in behind him and Jake Payson coming off a year last year where he averaged a little over 4 yards per carry. I'm sure you're looking for bigger things out of him and as a senior as well.
Oh, yeah, and Jake wants to have those too. I mean, he has huge goals that he wants to reach and accomplish, and he knows it has to be kind of a team effort. Getting some things going in different areas is going to help his game even more. But bringing that experience, you know, definitely helps our offense to kind of get off on the right step.
Coach, what are you hoping to see from the team? Game one, a weird year. At least we get a chance to play. But what are you hoping to see here tonight from your guys?
You know, one thing we've stressed all year is the last couple years we've just kind of been that team that doesn't come out right away in that first half, especially the first quarter, maybe not playing like we should, kind of playing on our heels, almost a little afraid to make a mistake. And then, you know, we have a little discussion at halftime, and we come back in the second half, and we just kind of play really, really well. And that's what we've talked about this whole preseason. We've got to come out right away. We got to come out like we do after halftimes and put a complete game together. And I think things will go well. There's going to be mistakes, especially this first week, and things not being normal and kind of the way our whole roster is with very, very heavy freshmen doesn't give us a chance to go a lot of live stuff. So we've done a lot of half-type line, getting kids to try and be physical. And having that scrimmage last Friday helped us a lot to kind of give us an idea of where we were and kind of what the expectations need to be more realistic in our gameplay. And that's the biggest thing we push is we just got to come out right away and be physical and go for broke right away.
Well, Coach, appreciate you joining us here in the Mackey Motors pregame. Looking forward to catching up with you after the game as we'll recap the game with you on the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. Best of luck. Talk to you after the game, Coach.
You bet. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Eric McCullough again with the ESAC Raiders. We'll step away back with more of the Mackey Motors pregame. Alex Lowe will join me for the coverage coming up next.